de son pays natal, l'Ukraine plutôt. Et Chris, qui est d'origine, elle est d'origine chilienne, non? Chris?
Chileno
Chileno
polaco.
canadienne? Que je connais professionnellement avec la job qui paye l'hypothèque, donc pas ma condo, il y a Close Los Fels. Et donc, on est en train de partager ce qu'ils vivent, eux, comme famille ukrainienne, face à ce qui se passe dans ce merveilleux pays. Et Chris nous expliquait que le peuple ukrainien lui a ouvert les bras quand il est allé visiter la famille de sa conjointe. Et bien sûr, c'est un peuple très, très joyeux et un pays très, très, très beau, comme on peut s'imaginer. Victoria nous expliquait aussi la situation avec certains de leurs amis qui voulaient se rendre à la frontière et maintenant elle a perdu contact avec eux. All men 18, between 18 and 60 have been ordered to stay behind and defend Ukraine. Is that what's going on?
Yes, it's true. And like so many people, like so many men, they want to fight, that even like we have already enough, but some old people, older guys, they even come in like asking, can I help? Some women want them to be taken to fight. And I know like 80,000 men from abroad who was working abroad or live abroad, they coming back to defend their country.
What can we do, Victoria and Chris? What can we do here, you know, in Montreal, or our friend Rene, who's in New York, or people that are listening to CKUT, not only within Montreal or Canada, but through the web, worldwide, you know, in Latin America? What can we do to help your family and friends in Ukraine?
I'm really grateful, like all the countries, as I said, Canada as well, for all the restrictions, all the help.
All people, the sanctions, yeah.
Yeah, sanctions have been done. This, like, in general from the country, but from the people, everyone. First of all, I'm just asking to pray for Ukraine, for our people. Your support, you know, like all your kind words, it means a lot for us. Also, a lot of people donate, they send e-transfers, they send like some first aid, some clothing, some food, canned food. So there is one delivery company, Mist Express, they providing free delivery from Canada for now, just from Toronto, but still to Ukraine, to Lviv, boxes, like 30 kilograms boxes, as many as you want, just send them. So that's a lot.
So there's a lot of different organizations doing a lot of work on the ground. I'll share one of the links that we had through ICEF, actually, three different projects. There's one called Project Hope, one called Choose Love, and another one, Save the Children. That are now operating in Ukraine to support them. But yeah, just one example, this is almost like a FedEx UPS type company doing shipping and everything from Toronto. They're shipping boxes of any sort of toiletries, food, goods for babies, for example, formula, diapers, warm clothing, as it's still winter in Ukraine. So anything in terms of warm clothing would also help. All these things could be sent to the Mist Express office or main hub in Toronto, and they'll ship things up to 30 kilograms for free. That's something that we're going to be gathering this weekend together, from friends, from colleagues, from anybody that we know around, even people that live in our building here. We're going to be asking and seeing if anyone can donate even just one can, one piece of clothing, whatever it may be, and putting those things in boxes towards Toronto to then be shipped to
We still have to pay shipping from Vancouver or maybe from Montreal to Toronto, but it's just $2 per kilogram. From there, it will go free. So I think it's okay to pay this amount of money.
So le preguntamos a Chris y a Victoria, que son de origen ucraniano. Victoria y Chris es el esposo de Victoria y vivió en Ucrania un año y nos contaba que pues la gente en Ucrania es súper acogedora, muy amable, alegre. Le preguntamos qué podemos hacer, nosotros como canadienses, como gente en Nueva York, con el perro que está escuchando, o en América Latina. Pues en Canadá, concretamente, se puede mandar paquetes de 30 kilogramos hasta 30 kilogramos a una compañía en Toronto que va a enviarlas gratis a Ucrania. Vamos a poner esa información en nuestras redes sociales, en Facebook y en Twitter, para que apoyemos a nuestros hermanos ucranianos. Son nuestra familia. You guys are our family, you know. I mean, even we only met today, Victoria, you know. I mean, you know, the Ukrainian people deserve respect and our love and our support. Again, you know, please communicate with us anything that we can do to help the cause further. I know that the sanctions are what they are. However, you know, the immediate need is you know, like of maintaining the integrity of the country and the Ukrainian people. So, you know, like the sanctions can only do so much and will take like days, weeks, months to be able to get what they need to do. Just we're keeping you in our prayers and our thoughts. You know, our heart goes out to the Ukrainian people. And again, thank you for being with us today. We know that you have many things to do and we don't want to keep your time. But Victoria, if you want to say a few words in Ukrainian, you know, encouraging your Ukrainian community in Canada just to keep hope alive and also, you know, your friends and family back home, the mic is yours.
Дорогі мої українці, мені здається, що ніколи нас ще ми так не єдналися, як зараз. Ми ніколи ще так не пишалися нашим президентом, нашими Збройними силами України, окремим чоловіком і жінкою. Ну, будь ласка, продовжуйте боротися. Ми точно переможемо. Я вас люблю всіх.
Слава Україна!
Героям слава!
We don't talk Ukrainian, we don't speak Ukrainian, but we can feel the words, we can feel what you are saying. So I've been listening and it's just that I'm really in shock, you know, what was happening. Like Juan Carlos, I really want to tell you guys that we are with you. And like he said, if there's anything we can do, we can help. If you need to talk to us, to come back to the show, please do not hesitate. Give us a call or even just come. It's your house, all right? So, fuerza, like we say in Espanol, fuerza Ucrania. Dios bendiga a Ucrania. And you guys are really giving a lesson to the rest of the world.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Muchísimas gracias.
Gracias, Victoria, Chris, out in Vancouver. They join us this evening as we are doing a special show in solidarity with our friends and family in Ukraine, because they are our family. You know, even if you have a Quintana and a Franco here, you know, I'm sure we'll be able to, you know, to throw a little Ukrainian twist into our last names. And you know, we're all family. We're all part of this wonderful human race that, you know, has so much to learn still, you know. But our heart really goes out to you guys. You know, it's like Erwin said, is you know, it's exemplary what you guys are doing, and I'm honestly hoping that you know, the world is going to be able to put their, you know, money where their mouth is and help you guys, you know, a little further to maintain, you know, like Ukraine as its rightful place, you know, in Europe and the integral part of the country. So again, it's very hard to express how we feel. You know, it's easy for us to say, oh, we're with you, you know, our heart. And, you know, I feel that it's very heartfelt, you know, but it almost sounds hollow, you know, when your friends and your family are back home and they're facing, you know, war, you know. And so, you know, please let us know how we can help you, and our heart is with you 1,000%. Forza Ucrania.
Thank you.
Forza Ucrania. Muchísimas gracias.
That was Chris and Victoria Paredes out of Vancouver, who have friends and family in Ukraine, and they were letting us know how the situation is and how we can help. ¿Cómo podemos ayudarlos desde aquí, desde Montreal, desde Canadá? Entonces, vamos a estar poniendo la información en las redes sociales. De nuevo, Chris y Victoria, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Y nos vemos.
Sí.
Hasta luego.
Con la guerra sale lo peor del ser humano. ¡Que viva la paz! Colombia, este no es el final. Es el comienzo de una paz eterna.
Díselo, Eddie.
Así será, mi querido Boni. Hoy me siento un poco triste. Ya mi voz no aguanta más. Por eso cantan los niños de Cali, de Bogotá.
Casi no aguanta, por eso cantan los niños de Valledupar de Santa Marta.
Cántalo, Henry.
Hoy mi voz está apagada, ya mi voz casi ni suena, por eso cantan los niños del Cauca y de Cartagena.
Santa Colombia la bendijo Cristo el Mesías.
En Chocó y Valle del Cauca retumbarán los tambores de la paz.
Colombia, sacúdete. Eddie Herrera, Boni Cepeda.
Hoy mi voz no dice nada.
Para la gente linda de San Andrés,
canto y no logro entender.
De Casanare, de Nariño,
por eso cantan los niños.
De Putumayo,
de Neiva y de Santander. Está en silencio, por eso cantan los niños de Cúcuta y Villavicencio.
La, 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 la. La letra casi se me olvida. Mejor que canten los niños de mi bella Barranquilla.
el agua de nuestros manantiales.
Canto por la paz,
aquí en mi tierra,
la tranquilidad
que no se pierda.
Canto por hallar el camino para reconciliar enemigos.
Se despejen los caminos y sonrisas se vean por las calles.
Sentimiento,
déjale,
un poquitito más fuerte.
Los
sé, Señor, por qué suceden cosas que hacen tanto mal, que destruyen personas. No puedo comprender el miedo y el engaño que envenenan al hombre que hace tanto daño. ¿A dónde llegaremos si esto sigue así? Dividiendo naciones en vez de al mundo unir. El hambre y la guerra nos quieren destruir. Caravanas de humanos buscando el mundo unir.
El mundo pide paz, el mundo pide amor, el mundo pide a gritos que haya más unión. El mundo pide paz, el mundo pide amor, el mundo pide a gritos.
Llegaremos si esto sigue así, dividiendo naciones en vez de al mundo unir. El hambre y la guerra nos quieren destruir. Caravanas y humanos buscando al mundo unir. Existen diferencias, ¿qué importa el color? Y su procedencia.
El mundo pide paz, el mundo pide amor, el mundo pide gritos, que haya más.
You're listening to Macondo y el Club de los Feos on this first edition of the month of March of 2022. And in the U.S., there's March Madness, you know, the big basketball championship. March Madness is taking a complete different meaning now in the world as we are holding our breath to see what's going to happen with our family and our friends in Ukraine. As you heard from Victoria and Chris, who are our friends and our family as well, they have friends and they're very close friends and of course they're Victoria's family in Ukraine and the things that are going on down there. We must do what we can here in Canada and Montreal and wherever you may be listening through CKUT.ca or TuneIn Radio. What we can do to support the Ukrainian people. We are putting on our Facebook feed and our Instagram feed the information that Chris and Victoria share with us as to how we can send items to Ukraine to help the people that will not be able to leave the country. We spoke about almost a million people already have fled Ukraine. But as Victoria said, the situation on the roads to leave the country is becoming very dangerous as the hours go by. So that's what we decided with Macondo y el Club de los Feos, along with my very dear friend and colleague Irwin, to do a special edition of Macondo Club de los Feos, where we're sharing our love and our energy and our thoughts with Ukraine as a solidarity to that country and their people who are teaching us a very noble lesson as to what it is to pay the ultimate sacrifice to defend a country, you know, which is to me inconceivable in 2022. But we wanted to send our energy and our positive vibes to them. So with that having been said, señor Franco, fue un honor de nuevo compartir contigo estas dos horas.
Un gustazo como siempre, GC. Esperemos que en los próximos programas pues sea más de alegría o de buenas noticias que podamos compartir, pero mientras sea necesario, nosotros tenemos una voz, por lo menos una voz en nuestra comunidad, aquí en Quebec, en Canadá, y gracias al internet en todo el mundo. Pero mientras sea necesario, se va a usar para lo que se tenga y se pueda usar.
Así es, entonces muchas gracias a Chris y a Victoria de nuevo. Nuestro corazón está con ellos y la familia de Victoria y los amigos de ambos, Victoria y Chris, en Ucrania. Y bueno, Mr. Franco, nos vemos.
En el espejo, Mr. Quintana.
Claro que sí, y esperemos que poder vernos en el espejo haciendo todo lo que se pueda por la gente de Ucrania y pues a toda la gente que necesita nuestra ayuda. Y no nos olvidemos de los afganos y los sirios que desafortunadamente también han sido afectados por la guerra. Y pues vamos a abrazar a nuestros hijos, a nuestras hijas y a nuestras familias, sabiendo pues que amigos como Chris y Victoria no pueden hacerlo con su familia ucraniana ahora, pero pues se han vuelto nuestra familia aquí de Macondo y Club de Feos y le mandamos nuestro amor. Un placer haber estado con ustedes esta noche, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We'll be with you next Friday again, along with Mr. Erwin Franco y el perro de Nueva York, who had to work this evening and wasn't with us, but he is with us in spirit. And we'll send him down a couple of, souvenirs from Canada, a couple of cookies, so that he can munch on while he gets ready to pay, so that we pay him back. Apparently, he said that he's ready to counterattack what we had a couple of weeks ago. Muchas gracias, Erwin. Que estés bien.
Buenas noches. Buen fin de semana.
Escucha los mejores mixes del talento colombiano. Video DJ Segupi, el sonido perfecto.
las noches que trae el viento, todos mis versos, mientras más lo pienso, tú en la lluvia, coplas de cielo, tú en la lluvia, en mi silencio, tú mi ternura, mi compañero, tú lo que busco, lo que más quiero.
Antes que todo, antes de cerrar los ojos, oh, da gracias a la vida, que suerte.
Él me dice que en sus sueños soy rocío que se esconde, como la primera noche, como el día que despierta y se duerme. Él dice que me quiere,
ella dice que me quiere,
que sin mi amor se muere.
Si mi amor se muere,
oh, oh,
cielo.
Gracias a la vida por tenerte. Dice que me
quiere. Dice que me quiere.
Que si mi amor se muere.
Que si mi amor se muere,
oh, oh, cielo.
Lo mejor ha sido conocerte.
Y me entrego a tu simiente.
César Gutiérrez Segupirille.
Woman del Callao, del Callao.
Tiene mucho down.
Woman salsa.
Bailando con carruseles.
mezclando para ustedes el DJ 100% colombiano, César Gutiérrez, DJ Segupi.
Esto es
¿cómo fue que esto pasó? ¿Cómo de repente ella de mi vida se adueñó? Todo empezó como un juego y mira en lo que paró. En el idilio más bello, en este inmenso y tierno amor, ¿qué cosa hizo ella?
Check it out, this your boy Rick Rouse.
And right now you checking out the Weekend Groove right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT 90.3 with your host Mr. Mikey Don, Kim, Tiz, DJ Everton Green. Every Friday from 10 to 12, keep it locked.
It's the Weekend Groove, gonna rock with you. It's the Weekend Groove.
CKUT 90.3 FM, another edition of the Weekend Groove coming at you. First Friday is upon us, as it is the 4th of March right now, 2022. Spring hopefully is around the corner. So, of course, it's First Friday, so we got some joints and jams for you. Digging in the crates, straight up hip-hop vibes. No, let me take that back. I got a whole set of hip-hop going on, digging in the crates from the early 90s, 2000s. Everton got a mix of stuff, some R&B,